It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The spotted lanternfly has become a pervasive sight this summer in New York and New Jersey. I saw one the other day. These pests first arrived in the five boroughs 2 years ago, and we were told to kill them on sight. WNYC's Gwen Hogan asked the question, what if they're not as bad as we thought?
The doomsday predictions came from researchers at Penn State University in 2020.
The spotted lanternfly is causing $50 million of damage.
At the time, they warned the problem could get far worse.
No end in sight.
They said the bugs could damage forests and timber production. It could hurt fruit trees, from cherries to peaches to apples and a whole host of other things.
We're in desperate search of a solution.
But fast forward 2 years, several experts tell WNYC the worst of those predictions didn't come to pass. Julie Urban is a research associate professor at Penn State's entomology department.
It's not as bad as we first thought.
According to Urban, there's minimal impact to fruit trees and timber. Baby saplings are faring okay as well. If you find a swarm in your local park or your backyard, Urban says it's actually all right.
They can't hurt you, and they're likely not going to kill your plants. So try not to freak out.
Brian Eschenauer is a specialist with Cornell's Integrated Pest Management Program, which is tracking spotted lanternfly infestations nationwide.
You can see hundreds, if not thousands, and that can make us think, this is the end of trees. But really, we're not seeing that.
The prognosis isn't all rosy, of course. The spotted lanternfly is still a serious concern for grape growers, both table grapes and those used by winemakers.
It's shocking when they first show up.
This is Larry Schroeder, the owner of Stony Run Winery outside of Allentown, Pennsylvania.
They can be so thick on the trunk of a grapevine that you can't see the trunk anymore.
But 4 years in, vineyards have developed a series of techniques to keep the flies at bay, and they've started to leave the area. Containment is expensive and labor-intensive, but
it's a manageable hazard in the vineyard.
The bugs are actually not the thing he's most worried about anymore. Wafting clouds of growth-inhibiting chemicals sprayed on nearby soybean farms, those pose a far worse financial risk.
Those clouds can come into your vineyard and just wipe you out.
In New York City, the creatures are hopping all over this summer.
I see one.
Do our marching orders of kill on sight still stand?
Wow, they're all...
Sure. But don't be too hard on yourself if the bug manages to jump away.
Oh, I got away.
Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.